Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Good evening, VV Nation. My name is Ryan, and welcome to the channel. It's always a pleasure giving you these 6 p.m. videos. And look at the market. It's been a wild ride over the last few trading sessions. Tonight's focus is going to be on the Magnificent 7. I mean, the earnings have been crazy right now. Tesla missed at no surprise, both on earnings and revenue. The stock decides to rally. However, Meta beats both earnings and revenue and drops 15% this morning. That's the reason why I want to go over the Magnificent 7 stocks. I'm not going to bring any news articles to the table today. I'm going to strictly stick to the VectorVest 7 software, and we're going to spend a lot of time in the charts to look at some key support levels. Now, if this is something that you're interested in, stick around and let's get started. All right, now that we're in the VectorVest 7 software, you can see the list of 7 stocks here. I mean, these are household names: Nvidia, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, Apple, and Tesla. Now, I am curious, how many of you are actually holding these stocks through earnings? You know, going through these roller coaster rides as we've seen so far with Tesla and both Meta over the last few trading sessions. Now, as we jump into the VectorVest 7 software here, the market's been pulling back. So a lot of these stocks are now trading at a discount or appear to be doing so. So the first thing we're going to do is compare the price to what the VectorVest 7 system actually values the stock. Now, that being said here, Nvidia currently trading at $815, overvalued slightly at $770 is currently what we value the position to be. Now, value will be found in Google right now, currently trading at $157. We buy this stock at $176, so it is slightly undervalued. Amazon, overvalued, currently trading at $172. We value it at $121. Now, if you're looking for value, Meta Platforms, also another pick here. Price currently trading at $430 right now, especially after the sell-off we're seeing. It's currently down almost 13% after earnings right now. We value the stock at $534. I'm not saying go ahead and rush and jump into Meta Platforms. Wait for the dust to settle, and I'm going to show you something on the homepage. The VectorVest 7 system is telling us something when it comes to market timing. So stay tuned when we get to that. Now, the next part is Microsoft here, currently trading at $392, greatly overvalued at $278. I mean, a lot of these AI stocks right now are just overvalued. Now, if we take a look at Apple again, overvalued, trading at $168, we valued at $138. Tesla at the bottom of the list here, $164. We only value the position at $65. I did a video on Tesla yesterday evening. The company just greatly overvalued right now. You can see the stock is up today. I even said in the video, don't bet against the Elon groupies here, as a lot of retail traders will definitely want to pour into Tesla, you know, pushing the price up. We're seeing that again today, but fundamentally very weak here. The next columns we'll get into is RV and RS. These are our fundamental indicators here. Nvidia at the top of the list, the strongest fundamentals in the group here, with Alphabet and Amazon to follow suit. Now, Meta Platforms, Microsoft, all have positive ratings when it comes to RV and RS. A lot of these indicators are on a 0-2 scale. Above 1 is favorable, below 1 is unfavorable. The further you get away from 1 speaks to the magnitude of that favor. Now, that being said, once we get to Apple here, we see the RV right at the oscillation point at 1, so it is neutral when it comes to long-term price appreciation. But you do get a sense of safety here when it comes to the predictability and the consistency of the company's financials at 1.17. Now, Tesla at the bottom of the list here, the fundamentals very weak, greatly overvalued again. RV comes in at 0.62, so compared to a AAA corporate bond over the next few years, we put the odds in the AAA corporate bond's favor. Now, the fundamentals are mixed on this position, as I just mentioned here, RS coming in at 1.23, and I'll look at the RT. This looks at the short-term price trend. Stocks with an RT above 1, the trend is still in our favor. However, stocks with an RT below 1 still show some magnitude to the downside. Now, no surprise, we see the recommendation column here, very mixed right now, predominance of holds on these positions. The only sell rating here given right now is Meta Platforms. So that was flashed today with the sell-off after yesterday's earnings. Now, when it comes to forecasted data, all of these stocks here, growth rate and earnings and the sales growth rate here, for the most part, double-digit gains to the upside. Apple and Tesla come in with single digits at the bottom of the list here. So if you're going to be a buyer of these positions potentially over the next couple weeks as the market tries to find a bottom here, Apple and Tesla seem to be the weakest candidates on this list. Now, before we get to the stock charts here at VectorVest, we always want to focus on market timing. Is it even a good time to be buying stocks right now? Well, if you look at the major indices, I mean, the markets are pulling back right now. Dow Jones down almost 600 points. NASDAQ just over 200 points. Look at the color guard. Predominance of yellow and red lights. The color guard is neutral, and VectorVest advocates caution when buying stocks at this time. Now, the two things that I want to focus on here. Last week, the MTI got down to 0.6s. Now, MTI historically likes to find a bottom around 0.6, telling us that the market is looking for a bottom. It was short-lived because this week's upswing in the market brought the MTI to 0.8, and look at the BSR, back to 0.4 from last week's 0.2. Now, if you've been a subscriber to VectorVest, you know that the BSR also likes to bottom out around 0.2. Both of these indicators really didn't spend much time there. I'm thinking that investors are getting excited about earnings. We do have Google and Microsoft earnings after the bell today, and that's going to give us a sense if the AI hype has any steam left in the engine. Now, that being said, I'm not too optimistic on the bullish side right now, but I do feel if you have taken profits, like I've mentioned, over the last month now, and you wanted to redeploy some of these profits back in the market, now's not the best time, especially if you're more conservative in nature. However, it's a good time to at least start looking at stocks, looking at charts, and getting your shopping list ready. Now, first up on the list will be NVIDIA. Now, this is one of the crowd favorites here. You can see the clear downward trend line formed. Now, the moving average is not in our favor. We are looking at a 3, 8, and 20-day exponential moving average. We see the 3-day converging. We see the 3-day converging closer to the 8-day, showing a shift in momentum coming off this level of support here around 771. Now, my key level here, if the market continues to pull down, would be around 691. We have a gap to fill here from the last earnings call. So if we break this level of 740, this zone really from 740 to 771, I wouldn't be surprised if price action gets tempted to fill this gap. Now, buying the dip on NVIDIA, not the worst idea. Just got to make sure your timing is right, because look at the earnings per share and the growth rate, both still on the rise over the last 3 months. Next up, we have Google here, the high coming in not that long ago at $161. Price action on the retracement here. We did get a gap down this morning. However, buyers coming in showing that hollow candlestick that the close is currently higher than the open right now, trading at 157.80. Now, my key level of support, the zone, is from 152 down to 150. If this zone gets broken, I wouldn't be surprised if Google also wants to fill the gap here between 147 and 144. Now, down below, earnings per share and growth rate in earnings, both on the rise over the last 3 months. That's what I'm saying. I like this position as far as a bottom fishing candidate over the next few weeks. Again, let the trade come to you. Now, here we have Amazon showing some weakness here. We just got a hold rating again as of yesterday. Price action to the downside, big gap to the downside right now. But look, we're seeing some buying pressure here. Now, my key levels is around 161 to 156. We do have a gap to fill here. All the moving averages still showing the bears have control. Now, earnings per share and growth rate both on the rise the last 3 months. That's what I'm saying. These stocks are great and they are currently trading at discounts. That's why we just got to work on the timing. It's a little early to start jumping into some of these positions. If you're more aggressive, tiptoeing in, you know, opening up some slight positions in some of these Magnificent Seven stocks may not be the worst idea if the earnings could really rally this market. However, I would be hesitant to go ahead and jump in quite yet. Now, Meta Platforms, that's the big loser today. You can see it's high just a few trading weeks ago. The sell rating flashed today, the big gap down. It's still currently 13% to the downside. We see $435 currently trading at. The buyers trying to come in here, showing some pressure. Now, my key level support here for this is around 406 to 397. We see a huge gap fill here. That was on the last earnings call, but this stock is greatly undervalued right now. Earnings per share and growth rate still on the rise. I mean, the growth rate in earnings sits at 30%. That's why I say put Meta on your radar on this current dip. Now, next up to bat is Microsoft. Again, a big gap down today. The 3 is below the 8 and the 20, so you can see the momentum clearly to the downside. But look, buyers are coming in. Price action currently in my zone right now. That zone sits from 437 down to 385. If I scoot this back a little bit, You could see the touches here creating the top level of the zone along with the swing high and a touch here creating the bottom of the zone. Now the actual level support comes in at 364. Now again, Microsoft, great company to look at and potentially jump in going forward. I mean, earnings per share on the rise, just rocking and rolling, and the growth rate also over the last 3 months and currently sits at 17%. Now, as we make our way to the bottom of the list here, Apple, you can see the decline, you know, for the most part over the last 3 months here. Now, my key level is really just this level support at 167.15. We just broke to the upside of the zone here. Now, the current low sits at 164.07. Now, if price action gets closer to this low, it will be tempted to break it and create a new swing low. But Apple being one of the biggest companies in the world right now and a household name, the earnings per share and the growth rate rising over the last 3 months. So if you want a safe and sound investment here, I mean, Apple is not really seen as a growth stock anymore. I mean, the company is huge, almost a $3 trillion valuation here. So if you do want to buy Apple on the dip, I'd like to see price action just stay above this 167 level. Now we are seeing the moving averages converge close together, the 3 to the 8 right now, and price action is currently sitting at that 20-day exponential moving average. So I'd like to see price break above that 20-day and get some of those moving averages in our favor before jumping in this position. All right, the last stock on the list, Tesla, you know, roller coaster of a ride here. You'd see the gap up from its earnings here, but look at the price action staying right above this trend line here. The moving averages just move in our favor. That's why I said I'm not willing to bet against the Elon groupies right now and the retail traders. However, I'm more bearish on Tesla in general. I mean, look at its earnings per share and its growth rate on the decline right now over the last 6 months, and we only value the stock at $65. And as of right now, the price action stuck in the zone around 162, failing to really get above it. Therefore, the price action breaks back below the zone and back below this trend line here, I do see a gap fill in place. And wouldn't be surprised if we get a new low. All right, VectorVest, we went over the Magnificent Seven. And like I said, there's going to be some great opportunities presenting themselves as long as the market can get their act together. That's why you want to make sure you stay tuned to the homepage so you can stay on the right side of the market and take advantage of these opportunities as they present themselves. Now, if you found this video informative and see the potential to make money with the information I give you this evening, please hit that subscribe button and like the content. On that note, have a good night.
Hey VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days, and we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.